have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Much pain, doing things you told me not to do. Lord, I need a healing touch from you. So I asked the Lord if he would change my heart. A touch from you would provide a brand new start. Change my heart and my spirit, be renewed.
Oh, yeah.
Lord, I need a healing touch from you. Feels like I'm so deep in
and I ask myself the question.
I ask myself,
can he really?
Well, good evening, one. Good evening, all. Welcome to the podcast. And I'm so glad to say that God has given us another day to come together again. To God be the glory. This is the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life from Ministry to Marketplace. And I want to share some things with you today, hopefully to inspire you to even cause somebody to launch, to help somebody to haul themselves up and to make some strides in a positive direction. It is always my hope that you are inspired. At this time, however, I'm going to lead us in a word of prayer, invite God in, and then I will pour in to you today, and I hope, again, that you will walk away feeling better, knowing more, or feeling inspired to do. That's important to me. Let us pray. Father, we come to thank you today. We bless you, magnify you, oh God, for we know that you're worthy of it all. We ask now that you would forgive us from all of our sin and transgression. Help us to get out of our own way. Help us, Father God, to take care of ourselves, our minds, our bodies, our emotions, oh God. Help us, oh God, to be focused on why we're here. As we are glorifying your name, show us specifically the road to travel. We thank you right now. We ask a special blessing upon our producer today, Miss Kimmy Kim. Oh, God, cover her, keep her. And, Lord God, give her the creations that she needs, the creative ability to do the things that she so aspires to do. We know that you're able to do it, and we thank you in advance. In the name of Jesus, we say amen. Well, all right, good folks, I am your host today, Loretta Petit, and I love talking about us as women. I love talking about our issues and our challenges and, you know, and our successes. I love sharing the real truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth that life happens, and it doesn't always happen on the positive side of the street. Sometimes life happens on the negative side of the street. I'm just trying to get all of us to walk toward that positive side. So stay with us, and why don't you ask a girlfriend to chime in. It is for us, by us, and, you know, I'm looking forward. Amen. You know, in life, there are highs and there are lows on this journey, and we're all walking toward a journey of success. Now, we're not all walking toward entrepreneurial success. We're not all walking toward business success, because some people are not entrepreneurs, and some people are not even in business for themselves or even in an office environment. They are stay-at-home moms, but they want to be successful as stay-at-home moms. They may be homeschoolers. They want to be successful as teachers, influencers. They may be grandmothers that are at home with their grandchildren. They want to be successful at doing what they do for their grandchildren, because they want their grandchildren, of course, to remember them with joy leaping in their hearts and all of the great things that grandmother did for me, you know, aunties and things of that nature. So we're all walking toward the side of the street. That's the success side. In whatever area of life we find ourselves in. I found this wonderful little poem, and I wanted to share some of this with you. You know, this month, of course, we're talking about love. We're talking about the beauty of a woman. It's always about love, but the beauty of a woman specifically. This poem, I don't know if it has a name, perhaps it does, but I saw these few words, and I just wanted to share this with you as we get on with today's podcast. Those moments when you wish time could stand still forever, but you know everything changes. Everything must keep changing, evolving. And once you surrender, once you accept that nothing stays the same, that life is made up of those fleeting moments, and all you have to do is follow your heart, be kind to yourself, love, and know that what isn't for you will fall away, but what is truly yours will come your way. In a collection of beautiful, fleeting moments, those moments, those precious moments. So I wanted to share that with you, and I hope that you enjoyed that as we take a look real quickly and briefly at the fact that change is happening all around us every day. Nothing will stand still. So if you're not in a storm right now, you may be about to go into one, or maybe you just came out of one. You see, we're going around on this wheel of life, and we're going to go into a storm, we're going to come out of a storm, and we're going to be on our way back in. So, you know, just know that this evolving thing is going to happen. The changes are going to continue to happen. And with every change, we come up with challenges because change is bringing us something different. It may not be all new for the Bible. It says there's nothing new under the sun, but it's going to bring something that's different for us. It may be new for you, but it's not new in life. And somebody has gone through that. Someone has, you know, made their way successfully out of that, and they could lean back and share with you, share with me, you know, how to handle that particular level or how to handle that particular devil. They can show us, they can teach us, they can tell us, but sometimes we're not listening. Sometimes we're not open. Sometimes we just want to go to the school of hard knocks. And, you know, when I say that, for those who don't know what that is, that simply means when you're unteachable, unreachable, when your ears are locked down, your heart is locked down, and you just think that you have it all together all by yourself. Sister, that's when you go to the school of hard knocks, because there's so much knowledge out there that's not in your head. There's so much wisdom in the world that's not in your head. God put us here because we need each other. We connect with each other's knowledge. We connect with each other's wisdom. Yes. And when we connect like that, we're better together. Yes, indeed. Better together. So know that change is going to happen. Change, you know, imminent. There's nothing we can do about it. It is going to happen. But in the midst of it, let's learn to enjoy our moments. Let's learn to embrace those moments. Let's learn to thank God inside of those moments. Some are beautiful, beautiful moments. Some are challenging moments, but we get through and we can say, we made it, you know. But let's cherish those moments. That's creating our history. You know, we're able to share with others when we testify of God's goodness, when we talk about our journey. You know, it's those moments that's making up our history, and we're able to say to someone else, this is from whence I've come. This is from where God has brought me. So important. So very, very important. So as we look at our journey, I want to share some things with you today. There is a writer named Messina Ziegler. She's going to be some of our contributors. She's going to be a part of our contribution. She's going to be a part of our contributor section. Her contribution is going to be a part of what we talk about today. Don't know why I struggle with that. It wasn't even necessary. But, you know, it happens, right? Yes, ma'am. So I wanted to talk to you about, you know, our journey and the beauty of a woman, the things that just make us do what we do in a little different way sometimes than a man would. Of course, we are very, very similar. We are more alike than different, but our differences are awesome, okay? So when we have a winning mindset, I like to talk about that winning mindset because, honestly, so many things drag us and want to pull us down, and sometimes we succumb to that. We lose that winning mindset. We start to think the way we're feeling. Now, your feelings will not always line up with where you want your mind to be. But sometimes your mind will cave and go into whatever your feelings are dictating. Okay? So saying that to say, in this period of COVID, Delta variant and all, many people that don't have to work outside the home, they are feeling the pressures of being home. I asked God years ago, it's amazing how things come back to you. I said, Lord, I work hard. I work a lot, do a lot of things. And there's a lot of things at home I need to get a handle on, things I need to do and things I need to get in order because I love order. I like organization. I like things to be just so. But living with my daughter, who likes to do things her way, and living with my granddaughter, who does things all over the place, it was just really hard to keep things together the way I wanted them to. I'm just telling you this little story real quick. And so I remember those days now, because I have forgotten, but the Lord brings it back to your remembrance, that I said, I wish I could just have some days off where I didn't feel pressured by time to run out and, you know, hurry up and get it done because I had to run to my next engagement, run to this. I need some time at home where I can just do what I have to do and still be able to work and earn and da-da-da-da. Well, honey, just the other day the Lord reminded me when I was talking about how lonely this thing is, being that the granddaughter is out, the daughter is out. It is a lonely thing being a hermit, staying in your house and not going among the people because of all kind of craziness, things they can't even trace about this virus. So I'm like, man, you know, I'm loving my moments. I'm loving sitting on my glory porch, looking at my beautiful garden, and, you know, they're all in their flowers. Many are just plants. May look all like grass to some people, but to me, I know their names. They're different, and they have their little differences that I love, and I love all of that. But then there are no people. So I have to say, hello, lights, hello, walls, you know. And then, of course, with my Alexa, Alexa now has this new thing. When I ask her what time it is for the very first time or I say something to Alexa for the very first time, after she answers my question, she's going to say, okay, I hope that you have a great day. Funny stuff. But God reminded me, I wanted this time at home. I wanted to be able to get my order back, to organize again, to, you know, to throw out those excesses, things I didn't need, and to get my life back in order. I said, I sure did ask you that, Lord. I sure did. So I'm saying that to say, you know, I can't allow my mind to cave to what I'm feeling, because sometimes I feel like, man, this is a lonely, lonely, lonely situation, you know, and it makes you feel some kind of way, you know, and you're like, man, I just can't lay around. I'm not lazy. I'm a social bug. I need to talk to people and thank God for the phone, but sometimes you just can't catch up with the people that are good phone buddies. So all of that. So you pray, you look, you read your words, you study your word, you know, you watch a few movies and you do a little exercise, and now what? There's still nobody to talk to. So it's very, very interesting. But a winning mindset is going to say, oh, I'm going to find something positive to do. I'm going to find something inspirational to do. I'm going to find something creative to do. So, you know, the winning mindset doesn't cave to the emotions that's saying, oh, it's lonely and, you know, and da-da-da-da, there's no humans to talk to, and, you know, you can't look in nobody's eyes. Get a mirror. You got to look in your own eyes. A winning mindset is going to find a way to get things done, but I've got to fight for it. Now, that winning mindset is not just a given. I have to fight for it. There's so many of you back in offices with other people. Some are masking up. Some are playing like they're masking and they're uncovering their nose during the course of the day, and some are just not masking at all, and you're concerned about your health, and, you know, is this thing just running around, floating around your office? The person that just, you know, touched you on your arm, are they carrying something? So all of these things are happening even in the workplace, but, you know, the winning mindset is saying, you know, gird up, you know, have faith, trust God, do your best, and allow God to do the rest. So no matter where you find yourself, there is an opportunity for you to either have a winning mindset or to cave to what your feelings or your hypochondriac thoughts are telling you, or whatever the case may be. But I want to encourage you to have a winning mindset, to rise above the storm as if a plane is driving through a thunderstorm. He has to rise above. Be that plane. Be that mindset that rises above. And to use your creativity to remember to walk in your faith, you know, and to be the best you can be, whether you're stuck in the house, whether you have to, you know, be in an office that maybe have too many people in your cubicle area, or whatever the case may be. Let's just practice safety and walk in faith and allow God to do the rest. So now let me say this. For the woman who, of course, is putting her best foot forward, she understands, and I think I repeat this from time to time, that she is in competition with no one, okay? She's in competition with no one. There are things I've done in my career and even in my playtime that I did exceptionally well. I know I did it well. I never really, like, patted myself on the back or boasted myself up and say, hey, look at me. I just knew what I knew, and I did it well. And people who were threatened by the way I did what I did caused a little friction for me. They caused, you know, waves in the sea or the boat to rock. They caused those things. And not to say if they had the power to move me out of the way, or move me down, you know, that is going to happen. But a winning mindset is going to say, I'm not down for the count. I will bounce back because I am here to do what God has equipped me, called me, and anointed me to do, okay? And she's going to realize the winning mindset. Not every woman, unfortunately. We're trying to get our sister girls up to that winning mindset who are not already, you know. And believe it or not, one of the things I found out, people that have money, and I mean lots of money, sometimes don't have a winning mindset. People who have good influence sometimes don't have a winning mindset. And it's amazing how I can sit back and watch and I can say, wow, they have so much going for them, but yet they still feel challenged by someone who does something well. They still feel threatened, rather. You know, they still allow that ugly demon of jealousy to rise his head, and they cause friction for someone else. But nevertheless, you, my sisters, who are rising above, those who have that winning mindset and those who aspire to have that winning mindset, remember, you're in competition with no one. No one but yourself. That means that if you did a great job last time, try and go one better because you want to be the best you. You don't want to be the best her. I'm the best her, and I'm pointing around the room. You don't want to be the best her. Point to yourself and say, no, I want to be the best what? Me. So you're in competition with nobody but yourself. We're talking about this winning mindset because it's so important. It makes the difference of whether you fail or whether you win at life. It makes the difference whether you swim, or whether you sink. It makes the difference, okay? Now, a woman with a winning mindset, she also uses her pain to motivate herself, okay? Now, Barbara Corcoran of the Shark Tank, investing founder of the Corcoran, or the Corcoran Group, I don't know how she pronounces the name, I think it's the Corcoran Group, she shared how a painful breakup and parting words was the grit that she needed in her early days of forging her career. She went on to create a successful real estate company worth hundreds of millions of dollars, and she turned it into a great drive through her own despair. It was a kind of shift that is explained if you know anything about physics. Energy can neither be created nor destroyed. Hello, all my jealous folks that might be gleaning. Energy can neither be created nor destroyed. It can only change forms. So the person who has a winning mindset, that energy, she's not going to be destroyed. She may change platforms because the platform that she's on, you just pull the rug from under her, but she gets up, she dusts herself off, and she gets in another platform. We know that pain stemming from whatever misfortune that we face can't easily be dismissed, but highly evolving and winning mindset women can channel that same energy into something more and something better, bigger, and worthwhile. So know that. She, that winning mindset sister, uses her pain to motivate herself. And you know what else she knows how to do? She knows how to compartmentalize. I want to give a shout-out to Messina Ziegler, contributing writer of Forbes magazine for this. She knows how to compartmentalize, right? She puts things in their proper boxes in her mind or in her life. She knows how to juggle, but she also knows how to put things in what? Perspective, okay? So you have to know with your winning mindset, you're not going to allow everybody's opinion to be all over you. You say, okay, she's had a rough day. I'm going to take that and put that in proper perspective. Maybe she didn't mean it the way it came out. Or maybe he didn't mean it the way it came out. Or maybe they didn't mean it the way it came out. Whatever the case may be, they don't pay my mortgage. They don't pay my car insurance. They don't pay my car notes. They don't buy my clothes. They don't feed me. So why in the world can I give that opinion that much weight? You just take it and put it in its proper perspective. Compartmentalize. Mm-hmm. She has it down to an art form. And then the final couple of things I want to say to you is this. She actively supports other women. I was just sharing this with another sister the other day. I was saying through the years, all that I gave in time and money and creative energy to this particular body and this particular person, no name, no blame. This person continued to create things for herself, continued to put herself on different platforms, but she never reached back and pulled nobody forward with her. I never understood that. As a matter of fact, it disturbed my spirit. It truly disturbed my spirit because that's not the philosophy I live. And that's not, you know, the theory that I walk in. So even though, you know, lots of people love her and celebrate her and, you know, and all the things, she does good things, you know. But actively supporting other women, that's not already flying in the wind. What about reaching back to grab someone? Put them on another platform. As you go up, pull someone or two or five or ten up with you. That's who I am at the core. Whenever I do anything, I look for my sisterhood who wants to go with me. I don't need you to follow me. I need you to go. A winning mindset sister, she actively supports other women. She actively supports other women. And the final point I'm going to make is that she operates from a place of objectivity. A highly evolved or winning mindset woman doesn't believe everything she thinks. She recognizes her own inner biases, and she works not to let them affect her decision making. And when stuff happens, she doesn't take it personally as if it happened to her. It just simply what happened. All right, it happened. So she knows how to be objective when she needs to be objective because there's a lot of moving parts sometimes in the things that we deal with in life. And sometimes we're going to have to get off of our high horse and say, no, it's not just my way or the highway. No, let's just get it done. Let's be objective about what has to happen. Remember, as I recap, she's in competition with no one but herself. She uses her pain to motivate herself. She knows how to compartmentalize and put things in proper perspective. That winning mindset, she actively supports other women. And the final piece is that she knows how to be objective. I hope today that you have been encouraged in some way, some form, some fashion, or some style to rise above and to be all that you were designed to be. As Maya Angelou says, but still, like dust, I'll rise. No matter what comes my way, no matter what hits me, no matter who moves the rug from up under me, no matter who said bad things about me, no matter who's trying to keep their foot on my head, like dust, I still rise. I pray today you've been helped, my friends. Let's look forward again to next week when we're going to come back and talk about that winning mindset again, because, of course, that's what it's all about. It's about staying on the positive side of the street as much as possible. This is Loretta Petit, and thank you, Kimmy Kim, my awesome producer. This has been the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life, from Ministry to Marketplace. By the grace of God, we are winning at life. Right. Somebody say, I'm winning at life. Let me say it too. I too am winning at life. Bye-bye. Enjoy your day and your week and your month.
Me a while to get to this place. I'm so glad I'm in this phase, accepting all my flaws, embracing authenticity, cause there's nobody quite like me.